This is the Full Circle Weekly News. News items are compiled by Arnfried Wolbrecht and read by myself, Ronnie Tucker. This show covers the 12th to the 18th of September. Classic Unix Linux editor Vim gets first update in years, from ZDNet.com. In 1976, Bill Joy, co-founder of Sun Microsystems and BSD Unix hacker, needed a text editor that would work over a 300 baud modem connection. Emacs wouldn't do. As Joy has said, quote, "The people doing Emacs were sitting in labs at MIT with what were essentially fiber channel links to the host, in contemporary terms." End quote. So he created Vi, and thus began the longest tech flame war in history. Today, most of us use graphical text editors, but many developers still use Vi or its modern clone, Vim or Emacs, and are as passionate about their choice of editors as ever. After almost 40 years of development, there's not a lot left to improve in Vim, but after a decade, some things needed changing. So it is that Vim 8 has just been released. This release is not just obscure bug fixes, it also includes significant improvements. Nextcloud Box, a private cloud and IoT solution for home users, from Nextcloud, Canonical and WD Labs. Taken from a press release. Nextcloud, Canonical and WD Labs are launching the Nextcloud Box, a secure, private, self-hosted cloud and Internet of Things, or IoT, platform giving consumers a way to take back control over their personal data. Nextcloud Box makes hosting a personal cloud simple and cost-effective, whilst maintaining a secure private environment that can be expanded with additional features via apps. The Nextcloud Box consists of a hard drive and a case, complemented by a Raspberry Pi 2, or a similar credit card size computer. The pre-configured, easy-to-use platform handles the file storage and syncing, communication and more required to maintain, and enables a user to install more functionality through apps like Spreed, OpenHAB and Collabora Online. The box offers 1TB of storage at the price point of €70. For more information, see nextcloud.com/box. Ubuntu Snappy Core 16 beta images now available for PC and Raspberry Pi 3. From softpedia.com. The Ubuntu Snappy team, through Michael Vogt, announced the availability of the first beta images of the long-anticipated Ubuntu Snappy Core 16 OS for embedded and IoT devices. After being in development for so long, the Snappy Ubuntu Core OS, a slimmed-down version of Ubuntu designed for deployment in various boards such as Raspberry Pi or Dragon Board, but also on standard 32-bit and 64-bit PCs, is finally getting upgraded to version 16. The current stable release of Snappy Ubuntu Core is at version 15.04. As far as we know, based on Ubuntu 15.04, which reached the end of its life in June 2015, but Canonical couldn't just upgrade it to Ubuntu 15.10 because it was also reaching end of life later that year in December. So the only smart move here was to release a new stable version of Snappy Ubuntu Core based on the current LTS branch, Ubuntu 16.04. And as we can now get our hands on the first beta images, which are currently available for PC, 64 and 32-bit, Raspberry Pi 2, Raspberry Pi 3, and Dragon Board 410C. Linux kernel 3.14 reaches end of life, from softpedia.com. It looks like the Linux kernel maintainers have decided that there's no need to maintain the Linux kernel 3.14 LTS series anymore, so they decided to release that last maintenance release update, version 3.14.79, and mark the series as EOL, or end of life. Famous Linux kernel maintainer Greg Kroah-Hartman was the one to make the big announcement, and he's urging users who want to still run a long-term supported kernel version to move to the Linux 4.4 LTS series, which is currently the most advanced LTS branch, or use the latest stable release, Linux kernel 4.7.3. new Linux Trojan discovered coded in Mozilla's Rust language, from Softpedia.com. A new Trojan coded in Rust is targeting Linux-based platforms and adding them to a botnet controlled through an IRC channel, according to a recent discovery by Dr. Webb, a Russian antivirus maker. Initial analysis of this Trojan, detected as Linux Backdoor IRC16, reveals this may be only a proof of concept or a testing version in advance of a fully weaponized version. Currently, the Trojan only infects victims, gathers information about the local system, and sends it to its command and control server. The Trojan, which is coded in Rust, a programming language sponsored by the Mozilla Foundation, also integrates the IRC Rust library by Aaron Weiss in order to communicate via the IRC protocol to a remote IRC public channel. At the time of writing, the channel hard-coded in the Trojan's configuration is offline. All Trojans that infect a target will automatically connect to this IRC channel and wait for commands. The hacker in control of this IRC channel can submit a message to the channel's public chat, and all connected bots will parse this message and execute it. NVIDIA debuts new graphics processors for AI to compete with Intel, from itechpost.com. NVIDIA debuted two new graphics processors for systems and computers that use artificial intelligence, putting them directly in competition with chips giant Intel. NVIDIA hopes that its two new processors will be utilized by tech companies in the products that run artificial intelligence software, like smartphones, driverless cars, and smart homes, according to a report by Bloomberg. NVIDIA calls the new chip Tesla P4 chip, and is designed for servers used in massive data centers that process big data, like Facebook. Based on NVIDIA's Pascal design, the P4 is more than 3 times as efficient at processing images than its predecessor, and 40 times more efficient than an Intel server chips, as stated in NVIDIA's report. Another new chip called the P40 is designed for more powerful single computers like supercomputers. NVIDIA is seeking to go head-to-head with Intel, which last month announced its own artificial intelligence chips. Both tech titans also want to make sure big data operators like Google not only rely on their technology, but are not swayed to design their own custom solutions. That's it for this week. For more news and to get the PDF magazine, go to fullcirclemagazine.org, or you can find this podcast on TuneIn Radio at tunein.com, on Stitcher Radio at stitcher.com, and in Player FM at player.fm. And I'll see you next time.